another radical judge telling women what to do? Like hell. Welcome back to another episode of Hell Hath No Fury, a battle-tested, practical how-to series to empower you to help create our big blue wave this Rovember. My name is Anna Maria, and I am the host of Sassy Political Coach. Damn it, another radical judge with another insane decision about every woman's right to decide for herself. Politicians and judges must never tell a woman or a couple when to start or expand a family. Ever. Arizona's attorney general asked the court to implement the 19th century abortion ban that predates Arizona becoming a state in this nation, before it became a state. And another handmaiden on the court did this. She just said, sure, with a few strokes on a keyboard. The 1864 law became enforceable in Arizona. 1864. 48 years before Arizona became a state in February of 1912. Apparently, Republicans are trying to outdo each other with just how cruel and crazy they can show themselves to be. This law, like others across the nation, puts doctors in jail for performing routine abortion care or prescribing a medication that could cause an abortion. Do you know how many medication trials include pregnant women? In my podcast number 12, Dr. Layla told us women who are pregnant are almost universally excluded from trials on medications. And we already see what's happening at the pharmacy. Headlines galore. Washington Post, abortion bans complicate access to drugs for cancer, arthritis, even ulcers. Reuters, state abortion bans prevent women from getting essential medication. CNN, women with chronic conditions struggle to find medications after abortion laws limit access. Dear God Almighty, this 1864 Arizona law mandates 2 to 5 years in prison for anyone who provides the means for an abortion as well. Does that mean if I send money to help a woman in Arizona to go next door to California for health care that ought to be in her own area, health care that is so common that 1 out of 4 women across the nation have it at some point in their lives? Does this mean that Arizona can prosecute and put me in jail for 2 to 5 years, regardless of where I live in the nation? Republicans' actions are barbaric. Republicans keep begging us to recognize them as the knuckle-dragging, cave-dwelling Neanderthals that they are. All right, I hereby recognize you as a bunch of knuckle-dragging, cave-dwelling Neanderthals. My apologies to the Neanderthals of yesteryear. Satisfied? Now go crawl back to your caves until you decide to act like you actually love 21st century America. Because right now, you are people who claim to love America, but clearly can't stand Americans. Yes, that is a line from one of my favorite movies, The American President. As much as I would love to continue to rant and rave on end about this, what you need from me, more than entertainment and additional insight, is for me to share with you the specific, critical actions that you can take right now that will truly make a difference. We only have time for effective political actions. Because we need to have Roe v. Wade enacted into national law ASAP. The first day that we can make that happen in Congress, specifically in the U.S. Senate, is January 3rd, which is the first day of the very next congressional session. Right now, there fails to be one single Republican in the U.S. Senate who will vote to make Roe the law of the land. Not one. We have 48 Democrats in the U.S. Senate who will. We need 2 more pro-choice Democrats. That happens when you and I return every Democrat to the U.S. Senate, as well as all the Democrats in the House of Representatives. And we elect 2 additional pro-choice Democrats to the U.S. Senate. When we do this, we have the votes to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land. That is the reason that I'm focusing on the U.S. Senate campaigns. Right now, we have 4 U.S. senators who need our help to be reelected and 5 U.S. Senate candidates who are kicking ass. And with our help, they'll be elected to the U.S. Senate as they kick our Republican opponents to the curb. And voila, we have the numbers we need in the U.S. Senate. I give you the following nine candidates in nine beautiful states across the nation who, with our help, will make Roe the law of the land. Here are our four current U.S. senators who need our help to get over the line in November and return to our nation's capital to continue doing good things for you and me, our families, our communities, and our nation. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto in Nevada, Senator Mark Kelly in Arizona, Senator Raphael Warnock in Georgia, and Senator Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire. This keeps us at 48, and that's important. To build on that, here are the five Democrats who can flip the U.S. Senate seats in their states and give us the magic number so we can rock and roll making Roe v. Wade the law of the land come January. Tim Ryan in Ohio, Sherry Beasley in North Carolina, John Fetterman in Pennsylvania, Val Demings in Florida, and Mandela Barnes in Wisconsin. You'll find links to all nine of these campaigns on my website, sassypoliticalcoach.com. I make it really easy, one-stop shopping. Scroll on the homepage, you'll see their photos. Click on their names and boom, you go straight to their website where you can volunteer to help. Now I'm going to share with you two battle-tested ways that actually help win elections. These are the two things that you can do to help make a real difference for our election night victories. Between the two different actions, you'll be using the political power you possess at the tip of your tongue, the tips of your fingers, and the bottoms of your feet. In other words, you possess more political power than you know. Let's unleash it and channel it expertly. All right, let's get to it. Central to any campaign is knowing which voters will cast their ballots for our Democratic candidates. Direct person-to-person contact, talking with and listening to voters, is the most effective way to increase support and votes for our Democratic candidates. And most importantly, to know which voters we can count on to cast their ballots for our Democratic candidates. That's why I'm recommending these two critically important actions that are central to every winning campaign. The first action is what I call cell phone activism, otherwise known as phone banking. But I call it cell phone activism because, well, doesn't it sound more snazzy? The campaign will train you to be a cell phone activist and give you what you need to be successful in helping with this critical part of the campaign. Who to talk with, scripts to use, phone numbers, etc. The beauty of today's technology, cell phones and laptops, is that we can do cell phone activism from wherever we live. Be in one state and call another. Heck, call a different time zone. It's all good. Now, to eliminate the mystery of phone banking or cell phone activism and set expectations so you know exactly what to expect, I have an entire podcast and a video dedicated to breaking down cell phone activism. Listen to podcast number 3 or watch the video or both. They are on various social media channels and podcast platforms. Of course, they're also on my website, sassypoliticalcoach.com. The second action that's an even more powerful way that you can influence a campaign is to walk and talk with neighbors. Yep, it works. Walking and talking with neighbors is about exercising the political power you possess at the tip of your tongue and the bottoms of your feet. Because you'll be doing a whole lot of walking. Make sure you wear comfortable shoes. To walk and talk with neighbors face-to-face is obviously something that requires you to be on the ground in that state. Whether you live in the area or have to travel to it, the campaign would love to have you. Just like with cell phone activism, the campaign will train you. Again, I also have a podcast dedicated to this very subject, episode 9. Just for you, I've also created downloadable step-by-step documents, one for walking and talking to neighbors, and another for cell phone activism. You will find all of this at my website. Whether by phone or at someone's door, speaking with voters that a campaign has identified as important is critical to a campaign's victory. Pick one of the U.S. Senate candidates and dedicate a few hours a week between now and the final election day on November 8th. Let's just commit to channel our rage and fury in politically effective ways that get us where we want to go. All you have to do is go to my website. On the homepage, as I've said before, are the photos of the 9 candidates. Click their name and bam, you go to their website ready to sign up as a volunteer. Okay, this brings us to the end of this episode, number 23 of Hell Hath No Fury. Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow and like, rate and subscribe wherever you follow this podcast. And of course, share it with your friends and family. You can find me across social media at Sassy Political Coach. Drop a comment if you'd like. I'd love to hear from you. Now, for your Hell Hath No Fury swag, t-shirt, ball cap, coffee mug to start off your day or take a much-needed mid-afternoon break. And of course, you can use it for your tea. I do. I don't do it at the same time, but I use it for my tea and my coffee. Head on over to sassypoliticalcoach.com/store. This is Anna Maria, your Sassy Political Coach. Now go on out and make Hell Hath No Fury our political rallying cry that creates our big